Welcome to Star-Signed Horoscopes, presented by Astrology Hub. This is your place to discover how each zodiac sign can work with this week's astrology. I am your host, Jamie McGee, an astrologer, author, and a member of the production team here at Astrology Hub, and I am really excited to dive into this week's astrology with you.
What if the next episode of the Astrology Hub podcast was tailored just for you, your interests, your astrological level, your curiosity? This is within reach, and it all starts with your voice. After over 6 years of producing content for our community, we've decided to take a step back, reflect on, and revise the path forward. And we would love your input during this time. We invite you to share your thoughts on our podcast survey. This is your chance to shape the content that will support you most on your astrological journey. And to show our thanks for your invaluable input, when you complete the survey, you will automatically be entered into a raffle to win a free 30-minute reading with one of our incredible Astrologer Connect astrologers. Ready to contribute? Visit astrologyhub.com/podcastfuture or just click the link in the show notes. Your insights will illuminate the path for the content that you love. The future of our podcast is in your hands. Go to astrologyhub.com/podcastfuture to submit your input, plus enter your name into the raffle. Thank you so much.
Hey, astrology lovers. Welcome to Star Sign Horoscopes. I'm your astrologer, Jamie McGee, and today we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for November 17th to the 23rd. I hope your week's going well. Thank you for spending some of it with me. All right, we do have some new energy to work with this week, but also a couple of challenges to be on the lookout for. All right, so this week, the sun will move into Sagittarius. So happy birthday month to all of you Sagittariuses out there. In each of the signs, we'll speak about how you can work with the sun's new focus now that it moves into this sign. Now, before the sun moves signs, it will meet up with Mars. So deep focused energy is likely to emerge in a few areas of your life. Make it a point to cut through the illusions and work with the change. Now, at the end of the week, as the sun moves into Sagittarius, just after then, it will square Saturn. So you may feel like you're off to a fresh start only to hit a little bit of a roadblock. However, this energy can be super supportive, especially if you want to take action on long-term plans and healthy boundaries that you have been working on. So kind of keep that in mind. All right, as we get ready to dive in, please remember to listen to both your sun sign and your rising sign to give you a better overall view. As always, if you'd like to go deeper and work one-on-one with an astrologer, I definitely encourage you to check out astrologyhub.com/connect. You can find a book with me directly there at astrologyhub.com/JamieConnect. And if you'd like to stay up to date, know when this podcast is published each week and go straight to your sign. And plus the lot of offers that I would have, 10% discounts or more off on Astrologer Connect, I definitely encourage you to sign up for the newsletter that is designed for this podcast. And you can do that at astrologyhub.com/star signs. And we'll put all of these links underneath the broadcast for you too. All right. With that being said, let's get started. Hey, Sagittarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know if you could have one gift this month for your birthday, what would it be? This should really help you start to dial into your top three this week, which is 1, vitality, 2, endings, and 3, your roots. Now, let's talk about why. Now, first of all, happy birthday month, Sagittarius. Over the next few weeks, being in flow with your passions and really thinking about where they can take you is going to be a theme. However, as the week kicks off, you'll have a mix of forward and backward energy fighting for your attention. Just before the sun moves into your sign, the major theme will be ending things so that there's space for more to begin. Now, the question is, what is ready to close so you can bloom in that new direction? The good news is that you'll have a ton of motivation and clarity to get your tasks done and done. It's always great. And as you pivot or take action, it's really important that you hold your long-term vision or dream in mind. That'll definitely help you understand what boundaries you have or need as you end out this year and begin your new birthday year. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Capricorn, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how social are you feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10? This reflection should really help you dial into your top three this week, which is 1, ending to begin, 2, your allies, and 3, communication. Now let's talk about why. Now this week, your social circles or communication could feel a little bit tested. There's an abundance of energy working hard to wrap up something so that you're in a better place to reflect, process, and make plans to move forward. However, since this involves your day-to-day communication and a lot of different people, tension could easily arise. Now, if this occurs, focus on the resolution that you want and compromise as needed. Now, this energy is also good for lively, fun, energetic conversations. What you feed this week is what you're going to find. Now, as the sun moves into Sagittarius, you could feel a little bit more reflective. And in this space, you may contemplate the boundaries that you have put in place this year. The more honest you are with yourself about what is and is not working, the easier your path forward will be. So definitely make it a point to give your future self a gift and lean into the solutions that are going to really uplift you. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Aquarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, do you like to lead in general? Yes or no? This answer should help you start to reflect and prepare for your top three this week, which is 1, your reputation, how you lead, and 2 is your allies, and 3 are the values that you have. Now, let's talk about why. Now, as the week kicks off, it may be a bit intense around your reputation or your leadership, anything with authority figures or your authority. Now, when possible, try to take your time, slow down, and check your steps and how you are communicating or receiving communication. This will help you avoid unneeded revisions or walkbacks. Now, at the same time, this is a great time to face what would normally be a challenge or to wrap up tasks that are starting to slow you down day in and day out. Now, as the sun shifts into Sagittarius, your focus will move to your dreams, your allies, your wishes, and how you communicate your social circles. With your attention here, your values could be tested or you may find a reason to exercise healthy boundaries. Now, as you do this, reflect on how far you have come this year and celebrate what's working well and what needs a little bit of adjustment so you can feel like you can easily express yourself no matter the environment that you're in. This will help you begin to wrap up this year on a high note. I do hope you have a great week. Look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Pisces. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how much do you like the spotlight on a scale of 1 to 10? It should really help you start to dial into your top 3, which is 1, reputation, 2, new directions, and 3, self-expression. Now, let's talk about why. Now, as this week kicks off, you may feel rushed to get a message out the door or a plan that you have, something like, I want to go in this new direction, something you want to learn, teach, or explore. Now, I really want you to use this motivation to tap into your passions, your vitality, what feeds your soul. This will attract positive outcomes and solutions. Now, once the sun moves into Sagittarius, your focus will shift to your reputation and to your purpose, your leadership. This energy could be felt strongly around your home and your work-life balance, but it can easily shine in all areas of your life. This is a good time to notice what is working well and what needs to adjust. I encourage you to look back over this year and to celebrate all the healthy boundaries and everything else that you have accomplished. It may have felt like your life was turned upside down at times, very true, but you have come really far, and appreciating what you've gained or learned will help you see the opportunities all around you hidden in plain sight right now. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Aries. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, if you could go anywhere, where would you go? This should help you start to dial into your top 3 this week, which is 1, transitions, 2, endings, and 3, new directions. Now, let's talk about why. Now, a lot of this week's energy is going to be felt more inwardly than outwardly or publicly. But in these types of energies or these types of weeks, they really do lay the foundation for what's about to become publicly known down the road. Now, many of the topics will be closely connected to shared resources, wealth, and transformations, things that need to end or begin or need to merge in order to grow. Now, you are near the end of a transformational phase where you evaluate how deep your deep intimacies and your legacies are your shared wealth. This is what you're trying to do right now. Now, you may find the courage to dig deep this week and bring up resolutions or find resolutions to issues that have been on the table for a while so they can ultimately be resolved. No matter how you use this energy, whether it's a process forward or ultimately resolve, be sure to take your time when possible and double check any contracts or agreements that are going to stretch far into the future. That'll really help you in the future. Now, once the sun moves into Sagittarius, your mood is going to lighten up a little bit and you will have your eye on the future and feeling in flow with your passions and your originality and that sense of exploration. With your eye on the future, you may notice what's holding you back or supporting the plans that you have. When given the opportunity, look at the structures you have now. Double down on what is working and adjust or end what is not working. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week, Aries. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Taurus. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, do your partnerships motivate you right now? This answer should really help you dial into your top three, which is 1, your partnerships, 2, legacy, and 3, your dreams. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, there could be a few tense action-based moments around your partnerships. This is a good time to use motivating energy to get things done and ready for that next level. Now, at the same time, be sure to take your time and ensure that you and your partners are on the same page and that you have the same goals. Because once the sun moves into Sagittarius, your focus will shift to deepening your connection with others, as well as personal transformations, investments, shared wealth. Everything will be required in those relationships. The clearer you are as you approach this time, the easier it will be for you to pivot and take action as needed. Now, also this week, boundaries that you have put in place or systems or structures that you have established that really support your dreams and your social networks could feel tested or activated at times. Now, all of this energy is working together to help you elevate to a new level. So please keep that in mind. And once you tap into that thought process, you'll be able to see how endings and beginnings are really just one and the same. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Gemini. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how flexible is your schedule feeling this week on a scale of 1 to 10? This should really help you start to dial into your focuses or the energy that you're working with, which is 1, daily task, 2, partnerships, and 3, your reputation. Now, let's talk about why. Now, your daily flow could feel a bit tense at times this week. There could easily be a sudden push of energy or clarity that's helping you dig in and see what needs to be adjusted, so that your health and your wealth are very well supported as you end this year and begin a new one. Now, once the sun shifts into Sagittarius, your attention will shift towards partnerships, alliances, communication styles. However, this could feel a little bit challenging too at first. Boundaries that you have put in place recently could be tested. If this occurs, really take a moment, because it's important to lean into what is working. We want to notice the solutions that we do have and fortify them. This will help you find healthy ways to express yourself and make lasting connections with others. We want to build bridges, not burn them down or isolate ourselves. Now, though a lot of this week's energy could feel like you have no choice but to react at certain times, trust that you do have time to sit and contemplate. Keep your long-term goals in mind as you do, and you'll do well. I hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time. Cancer, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how creative are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10? This should help you dial into your top 3 this week, which is 1, your work, 2, passions, and new directions. Now, as the week kicks off, you're going to have a lot of passion to kind of get through your list, get things done and done. It's a good time to really dig deep and take actions that need a lot of courage and a lot of energy and motivation. Now, once the sun moves into Sagittarius, your focus will shift more toward the work that you do day in and out, the rituals, the habits that you have. Now, over the coming weeks, focusing on a healthy mind and body practice that promotes health and reduces stress is something that you want to do. It's going to be very favored. Now, having this inward balance will help you find some support when it comes to things like learning, exploring, teaching, stretching your boundaries, which is an area that has had its stresses this year. True enough. Now, if you sense your boundaries being tested, I really encourage you to lean into the support that anything that you can bring into your life that's going to support you in the long term. Solving short-term issues is going to leave you spinning in place instead of thriving and growing into the future that you desire. I keep that in mind. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Leo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, what fills your heart with happiness? This should really help you start to dial into your top 3 energies this week, which is 1, your roots, that home and foundation, 2, your passions, what you love without condition, and 3, transitions, shared wealth, deep intimate relationships. Now let's talk about why. Now, this week can feel a little bit intense at times when it comes to your home, something close to your foundational level of your life. There is an urgency there, but it can be used in your favor. But however, to maximize on this urgency and this energy, you really need to be clear on what you want to accomplish and why you want to accomplish it. This will bring everything to the surface and really help you find an overall balance in your life. Now, as the sun moves into Sagittarius, you're going to really want that balance and the freedom to dive deep into your passions, things that you love unconditionally. This is a time of year where you always feel creative and happy to be with people, places, and things that inspire you. Now, as you feel this energy, the depth of your connections and the awareness of how strong or challenging your boundaries are could likely surface. In these moments, I really want you to focus on growth and depth in your relationship. This will help you find solutions and the strength to master what's in front of you. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Virgo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, what do you love most about your home? This will really help you start to dial into your top three this week, which is 1, your local vibes, 2, your roots, your home, that foundation, and 3, who you partner with, your social circles. All right, let's talk about why those are your focuses. Now, this week, you could feel a rush of energy to get a lot of last-minute communications or details in line. Because it's such a fast-moving energy, it's important to slow down and be mindful about how your words are landing with others. This will prevent you from having to walk back statements or double back on some tasks that you have. Now, once the sun moves into Sagittarius, your focus will move to your home and to your foundations. This is a good time to consider what this area of your life needs to feel supported so that you always have a strong foundation to lean on. Now, at times this week, your partnerships could feel a little bit challenged, or they could feel a little jealous about where your attention is going, which means this is a good time to lean on boundaries that you have created this year. Some flexibility may be needed, but overall, it is important to lean into your growth and the lessons that you have learned. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Libra, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, what do you love about the daily routines that you have? This will help you start to dial into your top three this week, which is 1, your values, 2, local vibes, and 3, the work that you do. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, you can feel really motivated and confident, especially when it comes to protecting what matters to you. This is a great time to lean on your self-confidence, but not your ego. Make it a point to go after what feeds your soul, not your image, and you will have a lot of success. You'll find a lot of gold and magic quickly. Now, once the sun shifts into Sagittarius, your focus will move to how you communicate and local matters, things close to home, your day in and day out. This is a good time to clear the air and dial into what is supporting your habits and your rituals and what's challenging them, even if it's people, places, or things, habits. You may find yourself feeling challenged by an authority figure here or there, or that your boundaries that you have put in place are being a little bit nudged. Trust that these moments are not meant to slow you down, but they're meant to show you how far you have come with these boundaries. I do hope you have a great week. Look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Scorpio, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, what do you value most in your life? This will really help you start to think about your top three energies this week, which are 1, your vitality, how you express yourself, 2, your values, what's important to you, where you invest your time and your energy and your passions, what you love without condition or reason. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, as the sun gets ready to leave your sign, it could feel like your life is on fire with ideas and actions that you want to take. Though this next advice could sound counterproductive, with this energy, trust that less is more. Make it a point to dial into where your energy is needed the most. This will save you from unneeded stress and frustrations. Speaking of what really matters, once the sun moves into Sagittarius, your focus will shift to cultivating wealth, or rather what's important to you and why it's important to you. This is a good time to focus on what you can do to improve this area of your life. At times, your passions or something close to your art could feel a little bit tested with this new focus that you have. But if you keep in mind that your tests that you're having, these experiences are helping you see how far you've come and the opportunities that you have, I think you're going to be able to rock out this energy and have an amazing couple of weeks. I do hope you have a good week this week, and I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, that is our week. I do hope you found some helpful tips and insights about how you can work with the energy. Now, remember, if you would like to go deeper, you can always find a book with me at astrologyhub.com/connect. I love meeting so many of you over there. And also, I definitely encourage you to sign up for the newsletter that is designed specifically for this podcast. You can do so at astrologyhub.com/star signs. You'll know exactly when this podcast is published. You'll have links right to your sign. Any special offers that Astrology Hub have or that I have with Astrology Hub, you'll be the first to know about it too. Again, you can find that newsletter at astrologyhub.com/star signs. We'll see you there. Have a good one.
This podcast is presented by Astrology Hub. You can learn more and find all of our shows at astrologyhub.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes and help more people find the wisdom of astrology. Thank you for taking the time to do this now. Thank you for being a part of our community and for making astrology a part of your life.